Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned goods stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
We're going to play the initials game.
Ooh.
Okay.
Come on, give us some good initials.
Today's initials are WC.
Already got one.
WC, okay.
Already got two.
WC.
Oof. All right. 4 points if you get it on the first one, 3 for the second, 2 for the third, 1 for the rest. Whoever gets the most wins. You can buzz in more than once per round. You just can't buzz in twice in a row. Can't just spam the button, as my kids would say.
Okay.
Who won the last time?
Me.
Oh,
I did, for sure. Yeah. Murdered you guys.
Kelly's a fast starter at this game. And a fast trailer offer in this game.
I knew something bad was going to be said.
Although, I mean, lately, you have jumped out to leads, and you're like, I'm going to win this time! And then,
I like to blurt out things, and like the next time is the actual one I've been thinking.
That does happen a lot.
A lot.
All right. Each clue adds another layer to the, you know, takes a layer away from the mystery, so to speak. They don't all necessarily talk about the same description. That's not helpful. Wish I hadn't said it. All right, WC. Here we go. Number one. Good luck on the first one. At least with the first clue. Its logo briefly appeared on TV, on a TV screen in Back to the Future 2. So just go ahead and think of all the logos that appeared on a TV screen in the background of a movie you saw 35 years ago. Clue number two, debuted May 2nd, 1982. Clue number three, as of 2013, its slogan was, "It's amazing out here." Clue number four, again, the initials, WC. Its logo is known to be blue.
Tommy? World Cup?
Incorrect. Clue number five. Frequently shows maps. Clue number six. Highlights radars, forecasts, and events such
Kelly.
As tornado.
Oh. Kelly. Oh, Tom Weather Wayne. Channel.
Weather Channel is correct,
yeah.
Kelly.
Oops.
The hot start.
And it's all
here
down
it
here
is.
From here.
WC, ready? Round two. Are sometimes seen dancing. Clue number two. Often cause trouble. Clue number three often involves lying or deception. All answers have the initials WC.
Kelly.
Kelly.
White children.
What if the... Yes, that's it! No.
Maybe you need to...
Look at... Yeah, look at that, please.
Of utmost importance. Mm.
There we go. That's hilarious.
We need your face.
Yes, you did. It's the only time you guys will ever say, we need your face,
yeah,
your is face. To unlock my phone for the breakfast order, courtesy of Mikey. Clue number four is often an attempt at obtaining free food or alcohol. Clue number five. They typically only attend the reception.
Mainland. Wedding Crashers.
Correct, mate. I mean, number six was going to give it away. An R-rated comedy starring Owen Wilson, Vince Vaughn, and Rachel McAdams.
I'm mad that Isla Fisher gets left out of that conversation.
Yeah, she does. She was kind of unknown at the time, but she's not now.
No.
WC was popular in the 16th century. Clue number two, formerly included the word snow.
What?
Clue. Did you get a text, mate, on my phone?
Yeah, I didn't look at it, though.
My wife is watching the phone get passed around and...
Oh.
Trying to cause me
trouble.
She sent
an upskirt or something?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Send it over here, Malin. I need to change my order.
I just got a text stuff.
Suddenly I need some roast beef.
Want to do blank stuff today, Big Daddy?
Maitland, how's your chance? Reply.
Yeah.
That feels legal.
Not a chance.
Thank you. Tell me, come grab this, make your order.
Should just reply and say, ew, gross.
New phone. All right, back to this game. WC, first clue was popular in the 16th century. Number two, formerly included the word snow. Number three, utilizes mechanical aeration.
Steve. Wheat crops.
Negative, Ghost Rider. Clue number four was seen in 1999's Varsity Blues.
What? Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Whipped cream?
Correct.
Oh, the whipped cream bikini.
Allie Larder.
Boy.
WC.
Just waiting for you to get to one of the three that I already have listed here.
Very curious what they might be. Number one. For this round, Hotwigs won, Maitland won, Kelly won, Steve and Tommy tied at zip. Number one can be seen at Disney World. Clue number two. Founded September 13th, 1921. Okay, so earlier I tried to explain this. These clues in this particular one are all over the place.
Okay.
Like, clue number one takes you in a different, completely different route to try to figure out the answer to this.
Oh.
Then, for example, clue number two, and then clue number three is a third route, but they're all speaking to the same two-word phrase that has WC.
All right.
Clue number three appears in Game of Thrones. So number one was can be seen at Disney World. Number two, founded September 13th, 1921. And number three, appears in Game of Thrones. Number four, can be seen.
Oh, Tommy.
Tommy.
White Castle?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, bet.
No cap, Tommy. Nice job.
Yeah.
That was Skibbity Toilet, but it wasn't. White Castle, yeah.
You know what's so sad about that? Is that's the first thing I thought of after the first clue, and I thought, oh, they don't have White Castles at Disney World. Not thinking of an actual castle,
right?
But the hamburger place. God, what an idiot.
I would have done the exact same thing.
You can probably get a chicken sandwich there, too, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
For $86.
Yeah.
WC, here we go. Tommy has one. Kelly has one. Maitland has one. Hobbings has one. Only one person does not have one. But don't let that make you feel like you're less of a man or person, whoever you are. 2017 is a 2014 episode of the science fiction anthology series.
Why did you say 2017?
What episode number?
Wow. I don't know if you can tell, but I slept only 3 hours, and it's moments like that where it manifests really bad.
You said
because I didn't know why you guys were saying that. I still don't remember doing what you said I did. Yeah. I believe you.
Yeah. You said 2017 is a 2014 blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A fact.
Okay. We're going to skip this one because hand you the card so you can see that there is no, you just have to take my word for it. 2017 isn't anywhere on here. It's not anywhere in front of me. I can't explain that one. Sometimes it's because I just caught a glimpse. All right. WC, this is troubling, is a 2014 episode of the science fiction anthology series Black Mirror. Clue number two is a 1954 film. Clue number three, the songwriter's last name is the capital of a European country. The songwriter's last name is the capital of a European country.
Well, it's only like three of those, so it has to be really small.
Yeah.
It was written by Tommy Budapest.
That's it.
Clue number four, over 500 different versions of this have been recorded. Hot Wings.
White Christmas.
Correct.
Irving Berlin.
Yes.
That's the John Hamm episode of Black Mirror.
Oh, it is. That's a good one.
That's really good.
That's a good one. WC. Clue number one. Was often humiliated. Last one. This is worth 2 points.
Steve.
Tommy.
Steve.
Wile E. Coyote.
Steve checking in with 8 points because it's double.
Yeah.
And Steve from the depths of depression wins with a dominant victory. 8-2, 1-1.
Yes. What about Steve. Water Closet and Winston Churchill?
Both coming up.
Water Cooler or Walter Cronkite?
Walter Cronkite. Water Cooler. Yeah, they were all in there. You guys were all on the right track. I just didn't do them in the right order. Around the room. Next.
2017.
Yeah.
Is that for Greg?
If I... Oh, no. Tried to take somebody else's food again this weekend.
Oh, come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, no.
Just let the food come to you.
Yeah. Or just go get it.
This was at a counter where they give you receipts with your number on it.
Does that one say Greg?
Yeah. What's your number? Greg. Did you call it number Greg?
I have heard, walking through the airport, I heard two people say, is that for Greg? And then when I looked, I couldn't find them. That's a problem.
Uh-huh.
I like Greggy Wood a lot better than that.